As the afternoon began, I told the Dalai Lama I'd like to pursue a key point we had just discussed over our lunch. The school programs Mark had described focused mostly on curbing disturbing emotions, but not on cultivating the positive ones, which are antidotes to the destructive emotions. "We wonder," I said, "since Buddhism itself is a rich storehouse of methods for cultivating positive emotions, if there aren't some techniques that could be adapted in the secular context for instruction in a program like this." I saw that Alan was eager to speak. He began by referring back to the classic, A Guide to the Bodhisattva Way of Life. He said, "There's a whole chapter devoted to cultivating patience or tolerance as an antidote to the problem of anger and hatred. Another approach goes back to the teachings on the four immeasurables, compassion, equanimity, empathetic joy, and loving kindness." Here he was referring to a classic set of Buddhist meditation practices designed to cultivate these states. "There, loving kindness is also diametrically opposed to hatred," Alan continued. "If hatred is an attitude or an emotion that can't stand another person's well-being, loving kindness is just the opposite. It's wishing for the happiness and the sources of happiness for the other. And so the more you cultivate loving kindness, the less you have to deal with anger and hatred. Similarly with the other four immeasurables. Compassion is diametrically opposed to cruelty." Then Alan came to a uniquely Buddhist concept, being joyous at the well-being or joy of another person. "The more you cultivate empathetic joy," Alan elaborated, "the more you will naturally be counteracting its opposite, which is jealousy. In empathetic joy, you delight in the good fortune of others, so you undermine jealousy before it even has a chance to arise. Finally, there is equanimity, which is diametrically opposed to attachment and aversion. The more you cultivate equanimity, it's like having an immune system that enables you to carry a peace zone with you wherever you go." Paul Ekman said, "I have a technique that I have used when preparing myself for a situation that I know will be difficult. I have certain visual images that I use again and again because they're very rich ones for generating positive emotion. I focus my mind on those visual images and begin to experience the positive emotion. Then I enter into that difficult situation in a positive state. The other technique is based on my own research. I make the muscle movements of a smile to generate a positive emotional state."